Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today in episode 243 is a follow-up episode to 242 where we talked about productizing. Today, we're going to show you three ways to productize your web design business. Tim and I have basically done this. Two of the three that we're going to mention today, we've done. But the third one that we're going to mention is something that I really feel like was the route that I wanted to go. And I still feel to this day that it would be successful. So we're going to throw some great ideas out here at you. And, you know, feel free to run with them and stuff. This is the wonderful WordPress open source share way. You know, we're just going to share our knowledge and stuff. So I guess I'll go ahead and get us started out, Tim. First way that you can productize your web design business is themes and layouts. You know, as you're designing websites for clients, you may find out, as long as it's not a custom build unique to them, that you're not, you know, you need to, let me caveat this with, what I'm about to say, you need to clear with your clients and make sure they understand before you do this. You know, you can reuse some of your great designs to sell as child themes or layout packs for WordPress, or themes if you're technically, you know, efficient at building a WordPress theme and stuff. So, yeah, you know, take what you're building for clients, tweak it a little bit, sell it to end users. If you start getting a lot of feedback, like, wow, this is a really great site. You know, how did you do this? How did you do that? Those are cues that you might have an audience that wants to buy, you know, your services from you outside of just client services and stuff. So number one on our list is themes and layouts.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. The second one on the list is plugins. Now, if you're more of a designer and you know some CSS and you know basic coding, the idea of creating a plugin to sell for WordPress or you know for specific themes or whatever as extensions, the thought of doing that might scare you a little bit and be like, I can't code a plugin. Well, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. David mentioned, hey, the WordPress open source, we're sharing our secrets, our knowledge. David and I both have companies where we sell child themes and plugins and themes or whatever. Neither of us are the ones coding our own plugins. David has a full-time developer that's part of his team. I have a part-time developer that's part of my team. I originally, when I started productizing, I was creating everything myself, but I am not a PHP programmer. And so I can do a little bit here and there, and it was enough to get me through my first couple products. But then I brought someone on to help me be a part of my team and help me do basically help me extend what I couldn't do on my own. And so you can do plugins without being a full-on coder. And it's a great way to productize. There is an unlimited amount of ideas out there. Think of something new and original that adds value and you'll have an audience.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I'm glad you stated that because you don't have to be a developer to productize. Great points, Tim. Third on our list, but definitely not least, is you can productize your services. So if you do client services, I always felt like this was a great idea. I read an article on productizing when I, you know, almost 5 years ago, probably about 4.5 years ago, that really kind of opened my eyes to recurring residual revenue and seeing the value of it. And basically this person, you know, was productizing their web design services. And they were doing something like website in a day. And they were sharing their experience with the world, you know, like wrote a blog post in depth about their processes and procedures. And I just thought at the time, you know, I'm from South Louisiana and I lived in Lafayette and that's where all of my clients came from. And I thought, you know, a lot of these clients would line up around the block if I put together a package deal where it was very affordable. I felt like I wanted to target the small businesses, you know, like $1,500 to $2,000 range, and give them a really, really awesome website, but basically templatize it. You know, Tim and I are big Divi fans, and Divi made that really, really easy to templatize that process because they have the library built into Divi, and you can save layouts and designs and stuff, so you can turn things around really, really quickly. And I always felt like, you know, my mind was, you know, guarantee them a website in 24 hours for $1,500, you know, and make it like a 5 to 7 page brochure website, nothing complex like LMSs or e-commerce or anything like that. Obviously, those cost a whole lot more money. But most of your small yeah. mom and pop businesses, they're targeting local. They don't need e-commerce, LMS. So my thinking was, okay, if I guarantee them a website and turnaround time, 24 hours, you know, even if I had to stay up all 24 hours to get that website done, you know, and I did 7 of those a month at $1,500, you know, my gross take home was $10,500 a month, which was, you know, $130,000 a year, which at the time I would have been like ecstatic. It's like, okay, I can work 7 days a month, have 23 days off, and I can make $130,000 a year. That's just how my brain worked. You know, it was like, I don't care if I kill myself for that 24 hours. Now, I never tried it. I never went through with it, but I could see the value in it of productizing my services is kind of the point I'm trying to make.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love that. And I think that would be a huge hit. Kind of a second part B to that, to productizing services is, you know, the website in a day being one idea and then niche sites being another idea. So we've talked before on here the benefits of choosing a niche. Well, if you do niche sites, you could be the dentist expert. I think that's the example we used in the last episode where we talked about this. And if you're the dentist website expert, well, you can reuse a lot of that content, as David talked about, you know, with page builders and the layouts, and it allows you to streamline your process so that you can come up with you know, designs and templates very quickly and easily, and then, you know, productize it. You know, you have a set base rate similar to the website in a day, you know, $1,500, for example, and they get a website that has, you know, these following features and sections and pages, and it's done. Because when you're doing the same type of niche over and over again, they're going to need the same things. They're going to have, you know, the same 5 to 7 pages, the same type of content on there. And when you have that, those layouts prepared and, you know, templatized, then you have that streamlined process, you know, well documented, then you become very efficient with it. And it's not like building a custom website every time. You have this, you know, well-defined, you know, process.
Absolutely. Well, I hope our listeners find some value in these last two episodes about productizing. I know that it's definitely changed Tim and I's lives and the way that we do business and stuff with WordPress. And,
yeah,
you know, we just wanted to continue to share what we learn as we go along in this journey with WordPress. So tomorrow we're going to have another great topic. We thanks for you for tuning in. If you are new to our listening to our podcast and you're really enjoying these episodes, do us a favor and hit the subscribe button. If you really are, like, you know, it's helping your business and stuff, we would love a review. That's how people find us in iTunes and the other podcasts, you know, platforms that stream our podcasts and stuff. So it would be great. We'd love to hear from you. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.